Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we highlight an upcoming historic Pella Trust project called the Tuttle Learning Walk. Joining us first is Lynn Branderhorst with the Marion County Community Foundation and the Pella City Council. Well, Lynn, you're here on behalf of the Marion County Community Foundation at the Tuttle Log Cabin for a project that's really still in its initial phases, but people will be seeing over the course of the next year or so. And that is a learning walkway between here and the Sunken Garden. Why was this such an important project for the Marion County Community Foundation to support?
The Marion County Community Foundation was honored and privileged to be part of support for this wonderful project. We looked at the grant application and felt that this walkway embraced almost everything that we stand for. It embraces county, it embraces community, it embraces history, and will be accessible to people of all ages.
And for you, Lynn, this project has a lot of extra meaning as someone who used to be in charge of this organization and as someone who's on the Pella City Council. So you wear a lot of hats with this connection. You know, what is it like for you to see the different facets of a project like this come together and to see it continue to grow right now as it gets in that fundraising phase?
It's very exciting for me. I was in on the project when it was simply blue sky. And to see this area of our community getting involved and seeing the windmill project on the part of the city start, and then to know that this wonderful learning walkway will connect up to the Sunken Gardens Park and the newly revised windmill is really a very wonderful opportunity for county, community, and state.
Yep, and then as a city council member recently approving the Sunken Gardens renovation, there's a lot of projects going on right here with this area. And I know that you haven't made your vote or any opinion yet on this project, but this will be something that's considered by council coming up sometime in the near future.
Yes, it will. And I know that the city council is very interested in supporting our Dutch heritage and in beautification of our community. So I think this will be something that we're all going to look at and see the depth and scope of the project and see that it's a very beneficial thing for all ages, adult and children and tourists and residents alike.
And now here's Executive Director Jennifer Van Coten with Historic Pella Trust discussing details about the Tuttle Learning Walk project. Well, Jennifer, very exciting news for Historic Pella Trust. We just had a chance to talk to Lynn Branderhorst. She was here on behalf of the Marion County Community Foundation to present one of the first big grants for this project called the Learning Walkway. What does it mean, first of all, to have this financial support from the Community Foundation and all these other organizations that are starting to get on board?
This is an endorsement for our organization, allowing us to know that our project will be supported by other organizations as well. We are so thankful for this contribution of $5,000. It is really going to help to jumpstart our fundraising.
Well, and Historic Pella Trust has had some big projects over the years. We're sitting in one right now, the Tuttle Cabin renovation. And this next one is called the Learning Walkway. Take our listeners through a little bit behind what the Learning Walkway is and why it's important to mention the Tuttle Cabin when we talk about that project.
There is a grass alleyway to the west of Tuttle Cabin, and the city is going to work with us to develop it to be a learning walkway. Right now we're calling it the Tuttle Learning Walkway. It will have signage to describe the first visitors to this area, the first inhabitants, to the Reverend Moses Post bringing the Scalties to visit the Tuttles. We'll talk about what it was like to immigrate to this area, and each sign will describe a certain part of early Pella history, ending by Sunken Gardens. This pathway goes through to Sunken Gardens, close to the windmill. And we'll talk about how Sunken Gardens was a cooling pond for Pella's first electric plant.
What is really next for Historic Pella Trust, you know, hand in hand with the Pella City Council and the City of Pella, to take these next steps? So what, I guess, are you working on these next couple months to make this project a reality?
Well, currently the contract that we wrote and submitted to the city is being reviewed by their legal department. Once it comes back, we'll sign it and we will give them some funding towards the bidding stage and architectural designing stages.
People want to learn more about Historic Pella Trust and the programs that you offer here, or, you know, want a little bit more detail about the project if they want to come by, what is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can stop by the cabin when it is open. I suppose the best way to get a hold of us is email at office@historicpellatrust.org or check our website, historicpellatrust.org. We are on Facebook as well.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.